tour. Okay.
So we'll just straight off.
The Unknown Gospel, or the Gospel of the Unknown, chapter the first.
And it came to pass, once upon a time, in the beginning, on a dark and stormy night, that his brain spoke to Dirk, saying,
"Just who's talking to who, moron? Note the Cartesian poison saturating your first verse. Abandon the increasingly self-indulgent enterprise. Leave Cincinnati. Drive west. Seek answers to questions that have not yet been asked. And also, party."
3. And Dirk listened to his brain and departed Cincinnati and visited those regions that actually have a visible topography, landscape more varied than denuded forests blanketed with corn and industry. That is, he crossed the Mississippi River and entered a zone both material and mythic, both home and estranged in the
Heracliton
sense, both mapped and ultimately and completely unknown.
Verse 4. And little did Dirk realize that the mischief that would transpire upon his departure, perpetrated by his co-authors, who seemed intent upon presenting to the world a hypertext simulacrum of Dirk, a quote Dirk unquote with telepathic powers and messianic megalomania, a Dirk who founds a cult and then exploits his brainwashed followers both sexually and financially, a Dirk whose pious yearnings and proclamations operate only as a thin tapestry over the ever-growing suspicion that he is a complete and total charlatan. Amoral and reprehensible, despite an occasional poem that merited a pause. A Dirk, in short, who perhaps deserves to die and does, courtesy of his co-authors.
And Dirk pondered the conundrum of leaving on a journey in order to contemplate how to handle this loss of control over the hypertext guru masquerading under his name. The conundrum that the loss of control occurred while he was journeying, making it impossible, since he sought not the net while he was away, impossible for him to contemplate what was happening. So impossible that, actually, Dirk never pondered that conundrum at all, since he did not know it could exist until he returned from said journey and discovered the aforementioned mischief, and then got the idea of reconfiguring said journey vis-a-vis the Messiah in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, trope into the gospel that you are now reading.
Verse the 6th. And Dirk imagined what Dirk would do during such a retreat from the maddening and libido-draining rigors of cult leadership.
7. And Dirk consulted the notebook he wrote during this journey.
8. And Dirk transcribed portions of the notebook and inserted them into the hypertext.
And Dirk saw that it was good.
A complete charlatan.